à la maison, sans ne jamais vouloir comprendre que je courais vers l'horizon. Mon père sur le qui-vive me rattrapait au coin de la rue, où vivait cet homme qui, ivre de sa vie, était déçu. J'échangerais ma vie à moi, confortable et sans lacune, contre un bateau gonflable ou une barque de fortune. Si j'avais un bateau, je partirais en solitaire et sans escale. Si j'avais un bateau, je laisserais ma boussole à terre pour suivre mon étoile. Capitaine d'un bateau, je trouve que ça me va. Devant dans les voiles comme un oiseau, je l'appellerai l'Espagnola. Eh, eh, je l'appellerai l'Espagnola. Eh, eh, j'ai tenté la fuite par les chemins de traverse, resté bloqué au péage parce qu'il me manquait quelques pièces. Je me suis fabriqué des ailes pour voler sous les radars, mais ma technique était cramée par un grec nommé Icar. Après mûre réflexion, tout ce qu'il me reste à faire, c'est m'habituer aux poissons et puis prendre la mer. Avec un peu de chance, j'arriverai à bon port avant que mon bateau prenne l'eau et qu'il ne va que l'emport. Si j'avais un bateau, je partirais en solitaire et sans escale. Si j'avais un bateau, je laisserais ma boussole à terre pour suivre mon étoile. Appelez-moi capitaine Jolly, je trouve que ça me va. Devant de les voiles comme un oiseau, je l'appellerai l'Espagnola. Eh, eh, je l'appellerai l'Espagnola. Eh, 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 je l'appellerai l'Espagnola.
And here we are again. It's Queer FM. My name's Aiden Saint. We're going to do a little radio business, just a little bit, and we're going to come on with Babe Cole. There we go. We're going to come on with Babe Cole, and this is going to be fun. Let's play this right now.
This upscale pub, featuring lots of dark wood, a cool bar with your favorite ales on tap, and friendly servers, is a great place to hang with friends or to, maybe, make a new one. If you've only got time to stop in for a quick lunch, you'll be happy to see the menu featuring standard pub fare at reasonable prices. Sit inside or head out to the covered patio to indulge in one of the best things about Davy Street: cruising. Or, for you shy types, people watching.
The Fountainhead Pub at 1025 Davy Street. Open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight.
Or drop by from Friday to Saturday from 11 a.m. to 1 a.m. Cheers.
Queer FM. Hey, we're back. We're here. How's it going? It's way too damn early for this. I always complain about this. I do every time. Ah, there's headphones. We have a great show ahead of you because I finally got her in the studio. There's this fantastic performer that I have seen all over Davy Village. Her name's Babe Cole. And when I say one of the most hardest working people I see her out in front of Coffee House, Starbucks, playing. And people stop. And it's like, wow, she's really good. What's she doing here? What they don't understand is that she also is over at the Oasis Ultra Lounge, and she's played at the Out Games, and she's played all over the place, and she's really new to the scene. So we're going to have her, some of her music, and we even have Babe Cole live in the studio. So we'll be right back with more, a little bit more Queen for you. This is Queer FM Arts Extra on CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm, of course, Aiden Saint. We'll be right back. Enjoy. Back. It's CITR 101.9 FM, Queer FM, Arts Extra. We have Babe Cole in the studio. Babe Cole is amazing. Hey, Babe.
Hey, thank you.
I love it. I can say that. I totally get away with it. Hey, Babe. How's it going? So, set up for us. She gave us a studio recording of some older tracks. So we're going to play a couple of those from back in the day, and we're also going to hear Babe and her guitar. She's now I noticed it's your guitar is signed.
Oh, it's signed by B.B. King.
Wow.
Yeah, I met him this past year in Nashville on his 85th birthday. So.
Damn, girl. Yeah. Well, we're going to talk to Babe about her experiences in the music industry and just kind of breaking in, you know, what happens, where you've been. It's also interesting because I've got some stuff from her manager, and there may be a question at the end. We'll see what we can do. So let's play your first track here, and we're going to run this, and then we're going to talk about it a bit. Hear some of your guitar. And by the way, Queer FM Arts Extra is brought to you here in Vancouver by the Fall Tattoo. That Fall Tattoo and Art Gallery right downtown, not far from the Art Gallery itself, actually, the Vancouver Art Gallery, and right next to, just down the street from 560. They've been really cool. We really appreciate it. So without any further ado, this is Babe Cole here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Write you in a language of words that have so much more meaning than anything. I'll write you in a language of words that you can feel and I can sing. I'll write your poems and I'll write your love. I'll write you answers I'll send by a dove. I'll write you letters with it all inside. I'll drop you a line on the morning tide. On the morning tide. On the morning tide. On the morning tide. write you in a language of words that have so much more meaning than anything. I'll write you in a language of words that you can feel and I can sing. I'll draw you pictures that you've never seen, no. And I'll paint you art on a velvet screen. I'll show you the world. I'll write you a dream. Write you in a language of words. Whoa, whoa. I'll write you in a language of. I'll drop you a line on the morning tide. Oh, why on the morning tide? Oh. On the morning tide.
And that was Babe Cole here on Queer FM Arts Extra. So that's amazing. That was an amazing track. So tell me, how did you see, you're 22 years old. So yeah. Tell us about yourself just a little bit. So some of our listeners can get to know Babe Cole.
Well, I'm from Vancouver. I've spent 2 years away from Vancouver, traveling all across Canada and the States. Had some amazing experiences. It started off with a 3-month plan of a tour to Montreal, and it ended up being a whole 2 years. And I played in Nashville for 5.5 months at the B.B. King's Blues Club, which was the highlight. And yeah, I've been playing a lot, street performance mainly, and then I do a lot of other shows, private events and stuff like that. Like the, I also do the Oasis and stuff like that in Vancouver on Davie Street, and yeah.
Well, it's, you know,
there's lots to.
I always get lots of information from people about guests. Okay, so in other words, I'm getting the dirt on you. All right, that's what it really comes down to. And wow, I got a lot of dirt on you. So, you know, it's through all the, you know, different bits of information, you started at the age of 16 after a high school talent show, and just 3 weeks after starting to play guitar, you were performing.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing. Oh, and by the way, the other thing that's amazing is if you haven't seen Babe Cole before out on Davie Street or at the Oasis or at the Fillmore Family Reunion or Out Games or any of the other things that Babe Cole has done. I keep saying both of her names because you're going to get, you know, you're going to get this name in your head. Mm-hmm. Go to V-Rag Magazine. You can check that out. V-Rag.com, V-Rag.com, or out on newsstands for free. It's a culture magazine from Vancouver's Gay Arts. And there's Babe Cole by Jen Hill. Mm-hmm. Wow, it's coming up in the world. One of the things that Jen Hill describes Babe Cole as, with just her guitar and heartwarming voice, Babe Cole is the chartreuse of the West End, mm-hmm. making her name and talent known one sidewalk fan at a time. Now, don't think sidewalk. Please don't think sidewalk like Commercial Drive sidewalk. No. Babe Cole is, you're walking down the street and then you hear this amazing song and you see this amazing girl and this guitar and you're going, one of these things is not like the other. Oh, that's it. Yeah, when I've been on Commercial Drive, sometimes people blend. Mm. You don't blend.
Thank you.
It's great. It's really fantastic. Tell us about, you've traveled around and just kind of exploded onto the scene. How did you end up at B.B. King's Blues joint? That's just amazing to me.
Well, Nashville, planning to go to Nashville was kind of spontaneous. When we were in Montreal, we kind of knew we had to go somewhere. We were thinking Chicago. I wanted to get Oprah's audience and you know, give free CDs and try to get on and play in front of the studio. And I knew that she was ending her her show, so I didn't know if I could make it. So I figured out that through reading a magazine that I wanted to go to Nashville, and I didn't know what it was that made me want to go there.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know that there was a music scene or anything there. And Mitch, my manager, he did his research. We finally just spontaneously go to Nashville. And I'm doing street performance right in front of the B.B. King's Blues Club. And I'm there for about a week. I had been performing everywhere else in the city. Mm-hmm. And finally, B.B. King's guitarist of, I think, 30 years... was one of the acts that he's not performing for him anymore, and he was performing at the B.B. King's Blues Club regularly every day, and he came out and he asked me to come in and play. And so I went in during a lunch hour and I played, and they ended up asking me to come back 3 days a week. And so I was, or they asked me more, but I did 3 days, and then I performed outside. I continued to perform outside as much as possible, and it was an amazing experience. I love the B.B. King's Blues Club. I got to watch B.B. King play himself 2 times for free. They let Mitch and I in to watch, so that was amazing. And I got to watch and see a lot of great acts that I have never had the opportunity to see acts like that before. So it was awesome.
Well, it's amazing to me just watching all the different venues that you've been at here in Vancouver, and then to just hop in a car, van, whatever, and go to Nashville. You've got to have at least a couple of cool road stories.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Okay, hold that thought. We're going to play one more tune with Babe Cole here from her first CD. Which one is this now?
Just Wanna Jam, number 7.
Just Wanna Jam. This is Just Wanna Jam with Babe Cole here on CITR 101.9 FM. You've got Queer FM Arts Extra. We're going to come back, hear about the road. She's got her guitar out. We're going to listen to that. She's pretty amazing. Babe Cole, check her out on Twitter and Facebook. And this is more Babe Cole.
What you're thinking, let's have some fun tonight. I know what's on your mind. I know exactly what you're thinking. Let's have some fun tonight. I know what's on your mind. I know. I know, I know. Just wanna jam and make something right. Junk on the radio and the crap on the news. Just wanna jam and make some music tonight. Just wanna make some wild emotion. Exactly what you're thinking. Let's have some fun tonight. I know what's on your mind. I know exactly what you're thinking. Let's have some fun tonight. I know it's on your mind. I know.
Pete, hold on, are we rolling?
Blame it on the snow. Blame it on the snow.
I was driving home early Sunday morning through Bakersfield, listening to gospel music.
Brothers and sisters, the time has come for each and every one of you to decide whether you are going to be the problem or whether you are going to be the solution.
Bobby the Badger Ferris here. You know what your week's been missing?
Hank's giving me those high tides. Cash is gonna sing it low.
Do you like good music?
Tune into the Barn Burner late Thursday afternoons from 5 till 6 p.m.
I think that's called the drive time.
Thanks, Bubbles. The Barn Burner on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver for your weekly fix of
honky tonk heroes
and
would it kill you every once in a while to play a little fog hat?
This just in. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM presents Cabba Radio. Join host Teddy Smooth as he explores the chimerical, the hysterical, the phantasmagorical world of burlesque and cabaret. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM brings you Cabba Radio.
And we're back. It's Queer FM Arts Extra. We are here with Babe Cole. Babe Cole is one of my favorite performers in Vancouver. She always smiles too. I don't feel like smiling most of the time, especially when it's 9:30 in the morning. So we were talking. I actually saw her out performing the other day when that day that was not the torrential rainstorm thing. Yeah, and our apartment overlooks all of Davie Village, and there she is down there. And so I went down to say, hey, babe, you need to come on. Let me do this better. Hey, babe. Yeah. Yeah, you know you want to come on the radio. Come on Tuesday morning. I'll give you a ride on the motorcycle. It'll be a lot of fun. So
that
you
was
did,
a blast.
You did. You came on the motorcycle. It's awesome. I've never been on a motorcycle before. Well, yeah. There's a first time for everything. So kind of curious here. I've got a bunch of, you know, material, as I said. I mean, Mitch, your manager, and he sent me all this stuff. So he gave me a couple of things, which I was going to ask you about anyway. And one of them is The Road.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're from Vancouver, actually Alberta, yeah? Saskatchewan?
Well, I'm from Saskatchewan,
Saskatchewan.
Regina, and Estevan, small
and,
towns.
Well, hey, I'm from a small town, too.
Yeah.
My thing, though, is that driving across the United States. Now, Canada's a different deal because there's outcroppings of civilization in a really big, huge country.
Mm-hmm.
People don't know this in the United States. They think the United States is larger than Canada. I laugh. I've been to Whitehorse on a motorcycle. I can tell you, yeah, it's way bigger.
Yeah, but I'd say there's more going on in the States.
Well, yeah, that's the thing.
Everything's closer together.
So when you're on the road, I mean, you can hop from McDonald's and Motel 6 to McDonald's and Motel 6 or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
You've got to have at least a good story or two.
Yeah.
So let's hear one. What you got for me?
Stories. There's so many. I don't know which ones are...
How about, like, one of the strangest things that happened on the road or the thing that made you laugh the hardest? You look back and went... Wow, at the time that seemed really awful, but it was funny.
There are some pretty good stories. Some of them having to do with the people I meet on the street. I mean, there's a lot of amazing people, and there's some cuckoos out there who just, like, come up and want to grab your microphone or, you know, be a little bit ridiculous. And my manager is quite funny when it comes down to him dealing with situations like that. So, but I don't know if I could get into those because those are quite funny. But I mean, as far as the road, we started off in a van rather than a motorhome, and not knowing what to expect. And the starter wouldn't work at the beginning.
Oh no!
So he had to be, and he every time we had to start the vehicle, he had to go underneath the van and hit the van, hit the starter to get it to work, and I'd have to be inside, and I can't drive. I don't know anything about vehicles, and I'd be having to turn the key and get it to work. Yeah.
Oh no!
So that was fun. Looking back, it was frustrating at the time, but I look back and it goes, that was so much fun. Just having those, vehicle troubles and, just seeing the world and, playing it day by day. It was fun.
So you got all the way down to, B.B. King's place, mm-hmm. and got discovered out on the sidewalk, which is kind of like the dream, right?
Yeah.
Did you ever get to chat with some of the musicians and how they got their start?
Yeah. I got to meet a lot of interesting people. I love Nashville and how the music scene is there. They have this place called the Bluebird Cafe where people come from all over the world, from all over the States and Canada, to play this little cafe. And it's really tiny. And it probably fits about 50 people, I'd say. And people line up for a huge block, way past the block, just to get in for the evening. And a lot of people don't end up getting in, but they have to wait and get tickets for the next time. But it's so much fun. Like, you get to see people who are just songwriters and not really singers, but they're wanting to get their songs out there, or people that are singers and playing other people's songs and they're just starting out. You see young kids who are 12 years old and their parents brought them out to play the B.B. King's Blues Club. And I got to see a lot of different people performing their first songs or it was fun. In Nashville.
and what was it like, besides like high school talent show, what was the first time you ever got on stage?
Well, it wasn't really a talent show. It was actually, I was in choir grade 9 or 10, I can't remember. But I was in choir, and my choir teacher, he wasn't really a good choir teacher. He was more of a songwriter, and he wanted to teach the class his own songs. So he'd play guitar and he'd sing, and he'd get the choir to sing behind him. And I had a guitar at home that was given to me, and I never picked up. And I watched him play. And so to practice at home, I just, by ear, tried to play his songs. And there was a fashion show coming up for the grads. Mm-hmm. And I had written one song, and I told him about it, and so he got me to sing this grad show. And so I sang that, and from that I was picked one out of three students in the school to do this competition that was happening. It was in Surrey that was happening. All the districts were getting together and picking three students in each school. And so I didn't win that, but I got scouted up from that to do festivals. And I was picked with the winner to do this festival. And from that, it just kept going, and I just never stopped. And I wrote more songs just to be able to play in the festivals and have, a full act, and just kept going. So.
Wow. Well, you never know what's going to happen. it's just, it's astounding to me that some people have worked and worked and worked and worked to get what, just with your talent and charm, it just sort of happens. Mm-hmm. Okay, so. Here's a couple of questions for you. We're going to give you one now,
okay.
And one in a minute. A surprise question. I was giving her a bunch of crap, because she was really worried about coming on the radio. This is her first radio interview. And so I was doing my Muppet voice off air. Let's see if I can do it. It's like, I'm going to be really, I'm really worried that I'm not going to do very well on the radio. I'm going to totally vapor lock. Oh my goodness, it's going to be so bad. And I've got my hand up here as a hand puppet. But she's totally cool. But we'll see if you can pass this. What is the land of entrapment?
Oh, okay. This is a story. This is a story that you'd like to hear. Okay. So we have a motorhome when we're going through the States.
Okay.
And I play at the B.B. King's Blues Club for 5.5 months, and I get an open invitation from the owner of the B.B. King's Blues Club to play any location I want. So I'm being told that there is a location in the Mirage Hotel in Las Vegas.
Oh, and so yeah.
We're coming up to our 6-month stay, which is like we were 5.5 months, so we didn't have much longer we could stay in the States. And so we were planning on driving back to Vancouver, and on the way back to Vancouver, you know, hitting all the cities on the way, and one of them being Las Vegas.
Sure.
And hopefully, you know, playing the Mirage Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we leave, and we're really excited and driving, you know, across the States and end up being stuck in the land of entrapment. With vehicle troubles, and that place was Albuquerque, New Mexico. And that is what they are called. They are called the land of entrapment. And we were there for a whole month, and we could not get out. We could not fix the vehicle. It was, yeah, so we ended up not being able to play Las Vegas and having to come back home. But
you understand that some of those states in the South, in the Southwest, actually, lately, they're insane. They're just insane. It's like some of the laws and some of the things. Don't get me started. I do Queer FM politics. So we could talk for hours. But you're lucky to have gotten out alive.
Yeah.
All right. We are going to step aside for a second, do a little bit of radio business. It is the top of the hour. It is 10 a.m. This is Queer FM Arts Extra. You can check us out. You can get the live stream. You can get the archives. You can get all the charities we support, all the people we've had on the show. You can get bios, you can get all the host information, you can have it all. queerfmvancouver.com. also, well, since it's the top of the hour, this is CITR 101.9 FM. My name's Aiden Saint. We have Babe Cole in the studio. We're going to come back, hear from her live, hear from her guitar. It's signed by BB King. I'm impressed. I really am impressed. Here's a little bit of radio business from our friends at the Fountainhead Pub. We love you guys.
This upscale pub, featuring lots of dark wood, a cool bar with your favorite ales on tap, and friendly servers, is a great place to hang with friends or to, maybe, make a new one. If you've only got time to stop in for a quick lunch, you'll be happy to see the menu featuring standard pub fare at reasonable prices. Sit inside or head out to the covered patio to indulge in one of the best things about Davy Street: cruising. Or, for you shy types, people watching.
The Fountainhead Pub at 1025 Davy Street. Open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight.
Or drop by from Friday to Saturday from 11 a.m. to 1 a.m. Cheers.
Looking to connect with gay guys like yourself?
Did you know that the friendly neighborhood guys at Health Initiative for Men do more than just hand out condoms? Working with gay guys in your community, HIMSS volunteers, nurses, and staff bring awareness to all aspects of gay men's health.
They also offer fitness and yoga classes, counseling and peer support, and even STI and rapid HIV testing through their sexual health center.
Check HIM out online for more information at www.checkhimout.ca. They're here to help you make the most out of your life.
And we're back.
This is Kay Tuckerman. I play Donna Sheridan in Mamma Mia, and you're listening to Queer FM on CITR 101.9.
And let's try that again. And we're back. It's Queer FM. My name's Aiden Saint. I've got the fantastically talented Babe Cole. She's now ridden on a motorcycle. She's played at BB King's. She rode on a motorcycle across Vancouver with me, and she's played at BB King's Blues Club in Nashville, Tennessee. And here she is at CITR. So we're going to step aside and listen to the music stylings of Babe Cole. Thank you.
You are my inspiration. In everything good I do, you are that one thing I cannot live without. All the things that I've learned to better myself come from you, come from you. I'd be lost without you, 'cause I love you more and more. Each day I love you more. Yes, I love you more and more. Each day I love you more. Like no one seems so easy, just like it all comes naturally to be that part in somebody else's life. All the gifts I see, you were truly meant to be somebody's angel, and I'm so glad to heal for me. Cause I love you, oh I do, oh, yes, I love you.
Was Babe Cole. Wow, that was amazing.
Thank you.
So how did that song come to be? What's it about?
I had everyone in my life, I wanted to be able to express to them how much I love them at the time. And I was kind of having writer's block. I had just had my tonsils removed when I was 17. And I also had, you know, a whole bunch of things going on. Network, the label here in Vancouver, they were showing interest in me, and I wasn't performing, and I had a lot of stuff going on. And there's this one woman, she was more like a grandmother figure to me. She gave me a call up out of the blue, and she said, "Megan, how's it going?" And I'm talking to her with my tonsils removed, high on all the medication I was given, and going, "Oh, I can talk," and you know, I'm all excited. And she goes, "No, Megan, really, what's going on with, you know, with network and all these things?" And I said, "Well, you know, I'm too nervous to write this email to them. I really don't know how to do it, and what to say." And over the phone, she ended up, you know, writing the email, or helping me write the email. And just to give you a little bit of background on her name is Joan Humphrey. She's also known as J.J. McCall, and she had a show on CBC Radio called 50 Up. She had a lot of other shows as well, and she also wrote plays, and she wrote a play called Menopositive. And when I was 10 years old, I watched that play for the first time, and I was just in love with her. I really wanted to get to know her, and I wanted to know about her life, and I cried and I laughed through that play, and it was, you know, a great inspiration to me. So anyways, over the phone, she helped me with this email, and I just felt inspired to write a love song for my friends and my family, and I just wrote it just then. And
fantastic. Well, I'm curious also because you are notorious for crashing things.
Crashing things.
You're
yes.
a crasher. Yeah. I'm not talking wedding crasher, although yeah. I would not put that past you. Yeah. You have crashed all kinds of stuff. You recorded 8 songs in 2008 acoustic, mm-hmm. but It's About Time was the self-titled or the album, your first album.
Yeah.
But to promote this, you've been around and about. You've crashed CTV News. Mm-hmm. You've crashed Morning Weather Reports on 2 different occasions. You've crashed the Juno Awards in 2009.
Yeah.
Tell us about that. Who did you meet at the Juno Awards?
I met a whole bunch of people. Some of them I wasn't sure who they were at the time. They were being nominated.
Yeah.
I met... what is the name of the band?
Like Coldplay or... I don't know.
I just lost it. I'm sorry.
Thinking on the
radio and in the morning, it's hard for me.
Yeah, I can barely get out of bed.
But there was this band who I had known their music from when I was little, uh-huh. and it was such a surprise for the lead singer to come out and tip me. I was playing where the limos are, and all the nominated musicians were getting out and coming back. There were a whole bunch of the nominated musicians. They were all, you know, huddled in circles, you know, close to the doors. And I was just across the street from them, next to their limos, and I was playing for them. And so, I got to meet a bunch of people. It was lots of fun, and it was fun to have some of the musicians come out and tip me. And, oh, Great Big C, that was what I was trying to say. Great Big C was... The guy that I recognized from when I was little, the singer, he came out and tipped me. It was nice.
Well, and you've got a pretty eclectic list of performers that have been inspiration for you. Including you're going to love this, boys, including a very famous musical is one of the inspirations listed here. So you've got Showboat.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
I remember that from being like 5 years old and watching that.
You have Bessie Smith.
Mm-hmm.
James Brown.
Oh, yeah. I love him.
Of course. Nat King Cole.
Yes.
And, one of my personal favorites, Tony Bennett.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I think I like Tony Bennett, not only because he's a fantastic performer, but because Alec Baldwin just does him so well on Saturday Night Live. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. And that's a pretty eclectic list.
I think to add to that list recently is Sam Cooke.
Sam Cooke.
He made me cry.
Well, and of course, I love him. Of course, B.B. King.
B.B. King, yeah. Exactly, yes.
Well, let's play one more little bit of radio business and come right back with Babe Cole on the guitar. She's... it's great. It's like a concert for one. This is amazing. I'll have to give her some tip and a rubber duck later. All right. This is Queer FM Arts Extra. My name's Aiden Saint. This is Babe Cole. Hi, babe.
Hi. Thanks.
Oh, we'll get this later. We're going to get this the next time. We come on air, we're going to do this again. And we're going to be right back here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Queer FM with host Aiden Saint presents news, interviews, music, and entertainment for the GLBTQ community on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Sunday evenings, 6 to 8 p.m., cool guests, live on-location broadcasts, and provocative topics so you never know what'll happen next. Won't you join us live or later via podcast? You can get us at www.citr.ca or contact us at queerradiovancouver@gmail.com. All right, we're back. Queer FM Arts Extra. This is our arts show. Queer FM is the parent show. It's been on 18 years. 18 years. Hey, Heather Kitching, we love you. We have Babe Cole in the studio. My name's Aiden Saint, and this is Babe Cole.
Hi.
Excellent. Okay, we're going to step aside and listen to the music stylings of Babe Cole. She got another one queued up for us, and this is CITR 101.9 FM.
Time standing still,
in between the lines, caught up in all the lies, mistaken, misunderstood, not acting like it should. Time standing still, time standing still, time standing, time standing, time standing still. The distant faded, the present swept away. A moment of waiting to come my breath away. Yeah. I don't need no intermission, tearing up, no tearing up my life. I don't need no intermission, tearing up, no tearing up my life. My thoughts all twisted, mixed up in my mind, kind of hard to find. I bet you I'm not the only one who lost my mind. No, I'm not. No, no. Time standing still. Time standing still. Time standing. Time standing. Time standing still. I don't know how I lost the time. No, don't know how, but I know I did. Time seems to pass me by, leaving me dry. What do? I have no clue. I'm sitting here in the dark. What am I supposed to do? Yeah, yeah. Time's wasted away. Well, it's in the distance anyways. I don't need no intermission, tearing up, no tearing up my life. I don't need no intermission, tearing up, no tearing up my life. Time standing still.
And that was Babe Cole here on Queer FM Arts Extra, CITR 101.9 FM. Wow, okay, so tell us a bit about that one.
That was actually the first song I ever wrote, and the song I sang at my first performance.
Wow.
And I still play it today.
Well, it's a fantastic song. 16 when you wrote that.
Yeah.
So talented. Okay. Yeah. It's like, it's funny, you know, you can accomplish a whole lot of things in your life. And I was saying in the green room to you that it's like what some artists do is amazing to me. You can create something that will move people out of nothing. And all I do is talk into a little microphone. And she says, I could never do what you do. It's like, I just talk.
My biggest trouble is talking. I can sing, no problem, but talking is so hard.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, well, singing, I need some extra help for that, and possibly these days an auto-tuner. Okay, so the last question that I wanted to ask you, I'm going to ask you another, is how many times, this is from her manager, he's very protective. Yes, Mitch, you are. But very cute about it. And he wears a Tennessee Volunteers a pullover. It reminded me of home. So let's see. How many times have you wanted to quit while grinding it out on the road?
Well, yeah. It happens. I think I go through, you know, emotional roller coaster. I think when you're on the road and you don't know what's ahead of you, you don't know what you're aiming for and if it's possible. I think throughout my whole tour, I kind of thought that I was reaching for the stars and it wasn't possible to get where I am now and to get places with it, and I just didn't know. And you know, even traveling to Montreal, I had no idea that it actually would happen until we actually left. Like, I was just in disbelief. And so on the road, I guess, you know, every single day there's things that happen, and you know, I wanted to quit a lot of times, but I still went through, and I don't regret. I love it all. I'm so happy.
You love it all?
I love it all.
Okay, there has to be that one experience, though, when you got up and there was no hot water or something went seriously wrong, and you're just going, that's it, I quit, I'm out of here, man. I'm just, no, no more.
Well, you know, there have been a lot, like in the motorhome, you know, when it's cold and you don't have, you know, enough money for, you know, heat and hot water. Because, you know, it takes propane and you don't know where to go and you don't, you know, it's new city and all that stuff.
And the propane place is closed. Well, you know,
I went through a lot of different stuff like that. Totally.
Well, a lot of it's, you know, for lack of a better term, is moxie. I mean, you know, if you have, there was a line from a really bad movie. Okay. Well, it was bad in my opinion, and it was one of those throwaway lines where I remember the line, I don't even really remember the movie, but it was, I'm impressed at your, you know, a lot of things in life are just showing up, and it's so true. And when you show up and you got this much talent and you got a BB King signed guitar, no worries. All right, so let's have one more. What do you say?
Sure.
Yeah. So, and we're going to, we're going to come back. And, I was kind of impressed, by, who your dream collaboration was. We're going to talk about that. This is Queer FM Arts Extra. My name is Aiden Saint. This is Babe Cole, and this is Babe Cole and her guitar.
I'm feeling this way, the sun shone on my face, and I had this feeling that you can't keep up, won't slow down. You know you want to follow me around, you know you want to, but you can't keep up, won't slow down. It's open highway, the road is long, but you're doing fine. Not much further, because the road is longer. Stay in time. You made up yours, and I made up mine. The road is long, I know. Just remember, I woke up feeling this way, the sun shone on my face, and I had this feeling that you can't keep up, won't slow down. You know you want to follow me around, you know you want to, but you can't keep up, won't slow down. Woke up feeling this way, the sun shone on my face, and I had this feeling that you can't keep up, won't slow down. You know you want to follow me around, you know you want to, but you can't keep up, won't slow down.
Babe Cole on Queer FM Arts Extra, CITR 101.9 FM. We're going to step aside for our last little commercial break, and then we're going to talk about her dream collaboration and one more tune from Babe Cole before we get kicked off the air. We'll be right back.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts downtown at 212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, Heart and Soul Clothing Incorporated, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Scratch Records, True Value Vintage, Vinyl Records, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus, or visit us online at citr.ca.
And we're back. My name's Aiden Saint. It's Queer FM Arts Extra. We have Babe Cole in the studio. So, Babe, what is your dream collaboration? I was kind of blown away.
David Foster.
Mm-hmm. Why?
I think he's done some amazing. He's done some amazing things with some great vocalists, and I'd love to see what he did with my voice for sure.
Oh, I think he'd be amazing. Yeah, no, David Foster's an amazing producer. It's like, wow, really? Okay.
Unbreak My Heart is an amazing song. I could never do that song the way she did it. So, but I admire her, and I think he did an amazing job with her and all of his other songs. I just love.
Well, speaking about producing things, I mean, people wander, you know, across your path all the time. I mean, that's kind of how I met you. Mm-hmm. There's another man that wandered across your path, and that would be the Oasis's Yannick.
Yes.
He's the manager at the Oasis. Fantastic guy. Very hot guy, actually. Like, wow. Really? How did that come about? And tell us about that gig.
Well, I was just, I perform a lot on Davy and Thurlow. And that is right across the street from the Oasis. And so he just, I guess he heard me performing a lot and came down and asked me to perform there. So I met him just on the street. And yeah, I've been performing there a few times. It's been fun.
It's really cool. It's yeah. Like, oh, you're just across the street.
Yeah.
And if somebody wants to check you out, you know, hear your music you know, get in touch with you. You have a Facebook and a Twitter, yes?
Yes, Facebook and Twitter under Babe Cole. That's B-A-B-E. And the last name is C-O-A-L. Don't get that confused with C-O-L-E. So it's C-O-A-L.
So kind of like Cole in the stocking kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, if you've
yeah.
been... So
if you've been bad,
you know, if you've been bad, Cole. Yeah, you get Cole. So,
yeah.
Well, that, sure. that works out.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's play one more tune. And then we'll go out if you feel like it. Are you up for it?
Yeah.
Excellent. What do you got? Oh, well, let's. Yeah, let's go live.
Okay.
Why not? she's all, do you want to do the CD or should we go live?
Yeah.
No, let's go live. We have your sure. guitar. It's signed by B.B. King. Okay. All right. So this is Queer FM Arts Extra. This is Babe Cole and this is her guitar.
Rub my back at night. Tell me it's okay to cry. Kiss my shoulder like I deserve more love. Rub my back at night. Soothe me to sleep with your touch. Only you could make me better. I need your love to fill my life. Cause I'm running low and I'm running light. Oh, I could use some more. Yes, I could use some more. I need your love to fill my life. Cause I'm running low and I'm running light. Oh, I could use some more. Yes, I could use some more. I could use some more. I could use some more. Yes, I could use some more tonight. Oh, baby, I love it when you hold me. You make me feel like no one else could be as good as you to me. And in return, I'll rub you back at night. I'll tell you it's okay to cry. Kiss your shoulder like you deserve more love. I'll rub you back at night. Soothe you to sleep with my touch. And I'll try to make us better. I need your love to fill my life. Cause I'm running low and I'm running light. Oh, I could use some more. Yes, I could use some more. I need your love to fill my life. Cause I'm running low and I'm running light. Oh, I
I could use some more. Yes, I could use some more. Cause no one else could be as good as you to me.
And that's the end of our show. That's has been 1 hour with Babe Cole here on Queer FM Arts Extra. And we're out of here.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank
hey,
you.
It's been really great. And you can check her out at the Oasis Monday nights. And that's the next show actually bleeding over into Queer FM Arts Extra. We're going to play this PSA and let them get on with it. I love CITR. My name's Aiden Saint. You can check us out at queerfmvancouver.com. Man, that hurt my ears. Damn. And it was country. Ugh. All right. We're out. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
This boy and girl coming home from school look quite content with life. And why not? They're looking forward to an important date. Dinner at home with the family. What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, UBC students have lots of on-campus dining options.
World-famous Blue Chip Cookies. Located on the main concourse of the sub, Blue Chip features yummy baked goods and cookies made in-house. Blue Chip opens at 7 a.m. to serve all your early morning latte needs and has proudly served certified fair trade organic coffee since 2004. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society. Hey, as long as I'm your bed.
Rub my back at night. Tell me it's okay to cry. Kiss my shoulder like I deserve more love. Rub my back at night. Soothe me to sleep with your touch. Only you could make me better. I need your love to fill my life. Cause I'm running low and I'm running light. Oh, I could use some more. Yes, I could use some more. I need your love to fill my life. Cause I'm running low and I'm running light. Oh, I could use some more. Yes, I could use some more. I could use some more. I could use some more. Yes, I could use some more tonight. Oh, baby, I love it when you hold me. You make me feel like no one else could be as good as you to me. And in return, I'll rub your back at night. I'll tell you it's okay to cry. I'll kiss your shoulder like you deserve more love. I'll rub your back at night. I'll soothe you to sleep with my touch. And I'll try to make us better. I need your love to fill my life. Cause I'm running low and I'm running light. Oh, I could use some more. Yes, I could use some more. I need your love to fill my life. Cause I'm running low and I'm running light. Oh, I could use some more. Yes, I could use some more. No one else could be as good as you to me.
CITR. Sorry about that. I just clicked the wrong mic. Welcome back to CITR. You're listening to Fill In on Tuesday morning. Here at CITR, you were just hearing, I believe, Babe Cole and on Queer FM. And thanks to the host for helping me get set up here. Things are a little dodgy at the moment, but I'm sure we'll get it sorted out in the next hour. Just going to try to play some music and tell you about a few shows that are coming up later on. And we're going to start out with a little something by The Oz, remixed by The Utilitarians. This is the Awesome Onion remix.
When I start to cry, nobody asks me why. When I start to cry, nobody asks me why. When I start to cry, nobody asks me why. When I start to cry, nobody asks me why.
Did I